Southern Indiana men's basketball continues to build its roster for 2025-2026. I'm Brant Klein. Carntel Bailey from Maryland Eastern Shore is the newest Screaming Eagle. He joins us on WREF. Hey, Cardell, really appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you for having me out here today. Excited to be a Screaming Eagle.
It's an exciting time, right? Because you bring a whole lot of athleticism and a proven track record at the Division I level. For Maryland Eastern Shore last year, averaged 8 points, three rebounds per game, started about half of the games that you played. But the real kicker is the last few weeks of the season when you erupted, really flipped the switch, started averaging 15 points per game in the final 3 weeks, including a career high 27 against Morgan State in the home finale. So, what got into you in the final few weeks? And that's a nice little momentum going into your time with USI.
Yes, sir. Just playoff mode. Everything kicked in. Win or go home. Started getting to closer to the end of the season, closing out my junior year. I knew that I had to step it up, be a leadership guy for my team, and just bring everything that I could, every single game that we had left.
Last year when we were talking to the newcomers for Southern Indiana 24-25 team, we were talking to a lot of kids who were coming from junior college. Now, you have JUCO experience, but you also have that, like I said, proven track record at the Division I level. What did you pick up from Maryland Eastern Shore that you bring to Southern Indiana?
Just the leadership of everything, how a team is supposed to be ran, and the pace and everything that switched from Division One to JUCO, the slower pace, everything's not being just up and down played in transition.
Cardell, off of what you did from last year with Maryland Eastern Shore, especially how you ended, I'm sure you had a lot of different schools who were in on the Cardell Bailey sweepstakes. So ultimately, why did Southern Indiana win that bidding war, so to speak? Why did you choose USI?
After just talking with all the three of the coaching staff, I just really felt like it was back at home. Being back in the Midwest, felt like I was gonna be back near home. I love the coaching staff, love the facility, love the campus, and just loved everything about it. It seemed like it would be a great fit for me.
Yeah, originally from Detroit, right? So, I mean, how far is that? Detroit to Evansville? It's not that close, but it's certainly closer than
Like
Maryland.
hours,
How many?
5 or 6 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's not that bad. I
Yeah,
will
wait.
say this, though. Assembling the roster, Olaj Aboye has already committed, and you have other kids from Chicago. It's a Chicago heavy roster, which means that there's going to be a big debate in the locker room, I'm sure, which city has the best pizza. Detroit style or Chicago style. So, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's really just your preference, but of course, I'm gonna say Detroit style.
I like it. Now, originally, I'm from New Jersey, so I'm like a New York style guy. I don't know. Does this ruffle any feathers? I'm not sure.
And I mean, I like New York style too.
As long as there's dough, cheese, and sauce, it's good. Yeah. Oh man, Cardell Bailey is here on WREF and talking about your commitment to USI. I ask every kid this. I want to ask you, who do you play like? Who do you emulate your game off of?
I want to say Anthony Edwards. Growing up, my favorite player was Kevin Durant, but right now, switching over to Anthony Edwards.
Okay, but I will say that Anthony Edwards getting his fair share of fines nowadays. Like I think he's like the most fined player in the NBA, so take a lot from Ant, but maybe not that. I don't know. Just a thought. Just
Yeah.
putting that out there.
Majority just the on the court stuff, the way he shoots the ball, coming off the dribble, pick and roll situations, and his ability to catch a shoot and his athleticism at the rim.
Well, like you said, athleticism, and for you, that's how you play, right? And that's what you carry on the court. At 6'6", coming from Maryland Eastern Shore, what do you expect your immediate impact and your role to be on this team and in this league, the Ohio Valley Conference?
For my team, really just being that veteran leadership guy and being able to get all of us on the same page and being able to be that knockdown threat, that big wing that could play out in transition, knock down the shot, and finish around the rim, and get you guys some dunks, get the crowd going.
I like it. I was just talking to Ola though, and Ola thinks that he's got a good chance at being the top dunker on the team. You think that title belongs to you?
We're gonna see, man.
What were your impressions of the facilities, the arena when you came in on your visit? I mean, That's usually a big selling point for some guys. When you walked in to Liberty Arena, what'd you think?
I loved it. As soon as I walked in, I seen the weight room with the grass turf and the equipment that they have up in there with all the cameras and everything. I love the training facility, the athletic training room, practice facility, three court practice facility. I love that too. And the really thing that sold me was what is it called? Box seats in the arena, the stadium seats. I like those. And the arena's just way bigger.
It's nice. I think it's the best arena in the OVC, but I guess we'll figure that out together when we get to Macomb, Illinois. I think you'll see what I'm talking about. In talking about Southern Indiana and your commitment to USI, it's a big deal for you, of course, but it's also a big deal for USI to get a player like you. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you're the kind of player that USI may have been almost unable to get a season ago or years prior because of NCAA tournament ineligibility. How much of their expedited eligibility, so they are eligible next year, how much of that played into your decision to come and be a Screaming Eagle?
It didn't really have that much of a big deciding factor. I just really wanted to go somewhere I was going to be able to play on the court and succeed and get my degree.
What's that degree in? I'm just curious.
Business and marketing.
A lot of kids, a lot of the players going into business, and that's a good thing. I told Ola the same thing. I said, "That's fine. You want to go into business. Don't go into broadcasting. That's it. That's all I ask." Again, Cardell Bailey is here on WREF and talking about his commitment to USI, and it's a big moment for him in his career, and it's also a big moment for Southern Indiana. And this is probably, and we don't know what's going to happen with eligibility rules. As of now, this will be your final stop, and hopefully we can, keep you the rest of the way regardless. But why, or I should ask this, when you're deciding on a new stop, that's always, I'm sure, kind of a pressure scenario. I want to make sure I get it right. I want to make sure I pick the right school. Is it more pressure when you know that this is your final year of eligibility coming up?
Yes. It's a
So,
lot just making sure that I make that right decision on where I'm going to finish out my last year of eligibility and making sure that it's going to be the right fit for me on the court and off the court, and I'm going to enjoy it.
obviously, throughout your career, you've been growing, right? From your junior college days, two different JUCO stops, and then to Maryland Eastern Shore. Talk about growth. Look at what you did at the end of the year and how you peaked then. So you've just been progressively getting better. What are you focusing on right now in your game, trying to add or improve upon in your game?
Really just being able to showcase my athleticism off the dribble more, getting downhill and exploding up more and being able to shoot more off the dribble in the mid-range game.
Is that something that by like system you didn't get to do as much at Maryland Eastern Shore, or it's just something that you yourself want to add to your game?
Something I wasn't able to do as much, and also I felt like I need to do more of playing in transition. When I get the ball in transition, being athletic and being 6'6" and playing above the rim every single time.
I feel like, and you maybe tell me if you disagree, I feel like different conferences play in different ways, right? So like the OVC, I know you haven't played in the OVC, but coming from the MEAC to the OVC, what do you expect the primary difference to be between your conference last year and the conference coming in?
I know the MEAC is more just like a just straight bully ball league. That's what most of the schools and most of the teams just thrive on. I know in the OVC, I feel like it's more of a guard league, so I feel like it'll be a bigger difference for me playing against a bunch of guards because, we played Little Rock last year, so play against a team that was in the OVC, and I feel like I'll adjust better to it. I feel like I'll be a perfect fit for it.
All right, Cardell. So I'm assuming you're going to get to campus around June, right? Is
Yes,
that
sir.
sound about right? It seems like when everyone's getting here. So we're looking forward to seeing you on campus, and that's going to be great. What is the timeline for you until then? I mean, what are you up to? I assume you're finishing the spring semester, right? So what does a day in the life for Cardell Bailey look like? It's kind of a weird moment, right? You're kind of in purgatory. You committed to one school, you're enrolled in another, so you're kind of in limbo.
Yes, sir. I'm just finishing up my last 2 weeks out here at Maryland. Then I'm going to head back home out to Michigan and just train and work and grind until it's time for me to report.
And I don't know if they'll still be playing by the time you get home, but like maybe catch a Pistons game. I don't know.
Hopefully, we get that.
You locked in on the Pistons right now?
Yeah, I'm hoping that they can win. I'm hoping that they can win the series.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm originally from New Jersey. I'm a Nets fan, and I can tell you that all my Knicks fan friends, pretty much all my friends, because no one likes the Nets besides me, they're all like really boasting. They feel pretty good about the series right now. I don't know. We'll see. What? Let me ask you this. Was it a foul?
He said it again.
Was it a foul that Tim Hardaway Jr. pulled?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Well, that's a bully ball mentality from the MEAC
Yeah.
then. Oh man, hey Cardell, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the commitment. Really cool to see USI get a player of your caliber, of your ability, and can't wait to see you on campus.
Sir. Appreciate you.
That's Cardell Bailey, Maryland Eastern Shore transfer, coming to Southern Indiana next year, and looking forward to seeing what he does in the Ohio Valley Conference. With that, we take a step aside. You're listening to WREF 97.7 FM, and the ref always the right call.